Mornings with Kelly and Ryder on Denver's number one for new country, 98.5 KYGO.
Denver's number one for new country, 98.5 KYGO. Way to go, Gwen from Aurora, latest KYGO ticket blitz winner, coming to our party tonight at Toby's. Only way in is to win. We'll have another chance for you coming up about 8:30 this morning.
Last night, out of the blue.
Denver's number one for new country, 98.5 KYGO. 709, Kelly and Ryder here. I still manage to surprise myself about how oblivious I can be.
Really?
Yeah, and I would like to publicly apologize to my wife right now.
Oh, okay.
Because I've been thinking about this now for, what, 3 weeks? How long has it been since the ACM Awards?
April
1st?
2nd?
1st? Something like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, the day the awards...
Did you forget to thank her when we got up on stage?
We never got up on stage.
Oh, I did. It was in my room. I had my husband shine a flashlight on me. I'd like to thank my mom and all the nuns at Sacred Heart Academy.
Kelly, I'm going to let you finish, but... Yeah, no, I need to apologize to my wife because we got out at the red carpet at a cab because, you know, that's the way I roll. And I'd never been there before, and I was so overcome.
Did you walk the red carpet, speaking of that?
No.
Okay.
I so could have.
I just want to make sure you were giving that impression that somehow
no,
you...
No, the cab dropped. Like, the cab dropped us off at the red carpet.
Tuck and roll, baby. Yeah, tuck and roll.
They looked at me, and they said, no. You go that way, sir. That way.
But I'm a winner. Here's my trophy.
Yeah. No, I didn't have it with me then. But so I did the stupidest thing. My wife... is decked out in this beautiful, you know, long, full-length dress. And I was so overcome by the moment, I let her get out of the cab by herself. I did the ungentlemanly thing. I didn't even think to offer
crawling
her a hand.
Crawling over her seemed a little much, too.
Yeah.
Get out of my way. It's all about me. I won the award.
So I really wanted to, have you ever needed to publicly apologize for something that you did, just you were just completely oblivious to? About, like, I didn't mean to do it on purpose. You know, I just think that there's times where I become
so... God, the whole show would be me apologizing if I was talking about stuff I was embarrassed about. No regrets, baby. No regrets.
Yeah, so it just amazes me to this day that I could... just completely forget about my wife in that moment. And it made
And she didn't bring it up?
Oh, she brought it up.
Oh.
She didn't,
so that's why you're publicly
She didn't stop bringing it up for like 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Because at first I didn't realize
Is
that
she laughing about it, though? That's kind of funny.
No.
Oh.
No. If by punching me you mean laughing, then yeah, she was laughing up and down, left and right. But I felt really bad about it. So I wanted to just say, honey.
Got it.
I'm sorry. Won't happen. It'll probably happen again. Because that's just my nature. You know?
Being oblivious?
Yeah.
Really? What?
What, John? What?
Were you talking to me?
Yeah.
What's that buzzing sound?
Do you need to publicly apologize for anything?
Publicly?
Yeah.
Not so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't believe you, John.
Well, there you go. You can apologize for that. Good morning. That's traffic. I'm John Morrissey, 98.5 KYGO.
Real nice weather today. Sunshine, 68. Tomorrow, even warmer, up to about 75. Right now, it's 40.
There are three things you can count on every day. The sun rises in the east. It sets over the Rockies. And anytime in between, we're playing plenty of new country. 98.5 KYGO.
You're a huge asset in your community.
Because your car? No.
KYGO, Denver's number one for a new country.
Denver's number one for new country, 98.5 KYGO.
Text date doesn't have to be brutally painful. Free stuff makes everything better, doesn't it?
Yes, it
we'll
does.
Talk about it next.